Pleased to be joined now by a great job by our producer, Kevin Collins. He alerted us earlier in the show that Bill Polian, ESPN insider, may be able to join us. And we are now joined by Mr. Polian. Thank you so much for fitting us in your tight schedule. You're on with Bill Enright and Todd DeVries. This is Football Nation Radio on Patriots.com. How you doing, Mr. Polian?
I'm doing fine, thank you. It's nice to be with you.
Quickly, this was probably, in terms of classic wild card weekends, I can't think of a better string of all four games. I mean, even with the Chargers and the Bengals, even though it was a blowout, it was an upset that the Chargers were a seven-point underdog. We had two games finished with game-winning field goals in the final seconds, and then, of course, that colossal collapse by the Chiefs and the Colts' monumental comeback. In your recent memory, can you think of a more better set of four games?
No, they were really very different games in many respects, and in a lot of ways, just tremendous drama. You know, as bad as the defense was in the Kansas City Indianapolis game, it provided great drama, and the other three games were, really pretty close. Right, and two went right down to the wire, so it was exciting football as the playoffs ought to be.
I just want to take you back from your days when you were with the Buffalo Bills. You were a part of that big-time comeback, the biggest comeback in NFL playoff history when the Bills came back to beat the Oilers. I heard you say on ESPN this week that some of the fans were leaving the game, and you got a phone call, and you let the fans come back in. Can you take us through that story a bit?
Yeah, well, it's actually two different vignettes. There are a bunch of fans seated right in front of where John Butler, the former Chargers GM, God rest his soul, and Bob Ferguson, who became the Denver Broncos GM, and I were seated, and by halftime they were just riled up and mad as can be, and they turned around and said, "You guys put together the worst team in the history of the world. We're leaving." And off they went. And then as we began to make the comeback in the second half, I got a phone call from security. We had a rule that once you left, you couldn't come back in again. And they said, "People are storming the gates. They want to get back in." So I said, "Well, go ahead, open the gates. Let them in. We can use all the help we get." So just as we score the last touchdown to go ahead in the game, and then, of course, most people forget that it went into overtime.
Right.
These same four guys that were seated right in front of us come running up the aisle to their seats, and they're going, "Hey, you guys are tremendous. What a team. This is phenomenal." They're high-fiving us.
Talk about the tale of two halves.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right.
All right, let's get a bit more current here as we're joined by Bill Polian, former Colts director of player personnel, also now the ESPN NFL insider. You're listening to Patriots.com radio. Back in the when you were with the Colts, I mean, that was the rivalry with Peyton Manning and Tom Brady. And now that Peyton's on the Broncos, it's kind of transitioned a little bit between the Pats and the Broncos. But, hey, the Colts and the Pats have a big matchup this weekend. Andrew Luck, second-year quarterback, certainly becoming that new sheriff in town. Do you think there's still that heated rivalry among these two fan bases?
Oh, among the fan bases, I'm sure it's there. I don't know much. I don't know whether it's that way between the players and the organizations.
Right.
Although I did see that the Colts picked up Deion Branch, which is something we would never have done. So I don't know whether that was for purposes of intelligence or just because they needed a receiver. I think, you know, the players still view it, those that are still there from the great heyday of Colts Patriots, they still view it as a very unique rivalry, and obviously the fans do.
Well, Bill, let's touch on that for a minute. Up here in New England, you know, the Deion Branch move has raised a lot of eyebrows with the fan base here. They're saying it's a move straight out of the Bill Belichick playbook. What do you think the reason for this is? Do you truly believe that's because the Colts need a wide receiver, or is there something more to it than that?
Oh, I don't know. It might be a little bit of gamesmanship, too, but it's possible they need a wide receiver. And maybe they say, well, you know, there's a guy out there that maybe can tell us a thing or two about the Pats. Although Deion hasn't been there for quite some time, so
yeah.
I don't know how valid any information he had would be at this point. But it was interesting. It got our attention here at ESPN.
Yeah, I'm sure it did. I'm kind of in the same boat. I don't believe it's going to – I think it's much ado about nothing. I think the fans here in New England have to just relax a little bit on this one. I think they're diving into something, trying to find a story here.
Yeah, I don't know that he can provide a whole heck of a lot.
Back to your days when you were the team president with the Colts, you know, you give a coach like Bill Belichick a week and a half to prepare for an incoming team. Are we expecting a blowout here for the Patriots? Or are they just so banged up they put Brandon Spikes on IR? Do we think that it's going to be a close game?
Well, you know, I honestly can't tell because the Spikes injury is the wild card. I did three Patriot games on the radio for ESPN this year, and I came away with two overriding thoughts from doing those games. Number one, week in and week out, Bill Belichick is the best coach in the National Football League at preparing his team to win that week's game. No question about it. And one of my colleagues at ESPN here said the other day, and no one's a close second, and he's right. Bill's in a class by himself that way. But now, losing Spike, he loses a guy who really was two players.
Right.
He was a very physical, intimidating linebacker. But because they either run blitzed him or gave him the green light, I don't know enough about their system to tell you which was which, he was able... When teams try to run the ball, I mean, he would just hit the guard, bowl him over, come through the A gap, come through the B gap. He's a mismatch and a blitz for any linebacker. I don't care, or any running back, excuse me. I don't care how big the guy was. And yeah. He was an intimidator. He intimidated the other team's running backs because
right.
of his power and ferocity. Now, you lose that guy. You lose Mayo, who I thought was the best 3-4 linebacker in the league. I thought better. You know, because of his athleticism, better than the guys in San Francisco. Not by much, but that's just one man's opinion. If you lose those two guys, boy, I tell you what, that takes away a lot of firepower. One thing I'm sure of, I don't think T.Y. Hilton's going to have a big day. That I'm pretty sure of.
I mean, how did the Chiefs just not focus? I'm sorry, go ahead.
Bill takes away what you do best.
Yeah.
And Andrew Luck and T.Y. Hilton have great chemistry. I'll bet you he'll disrupt it some way or another.
Well, my co-host here, Mr. Polian, the other Bill, and I were arguing earlier today about, was that Chiefs-Colts game a matter of the Chiefs, you know, collapsing or the Colts just playing outstanding football in that second half? What's your take on that?
No, it was really the Chiefs' collapse. I mean,
that's right.
You know,
darn it.
If you have that kind of a lead, you have to find a way to hold it.
I agree. And you know, we're talking about T.Y. Hilton. I just don't understand what the Chiefs were doing. He's really their only viable threat. And they just let him run
wild.
Yeah,
well, Andrew has a very good chemistry with Fleener back from their college days. But, yeah, I mean, I think it was a defensive collapse on the part of the Chiefs, which is the least characteristic thing about the Chiefs because they played such wonderful defense throughout the season. But, of course, they were badly, badly depleted. So, you know, you're asking them to run the ball and bleed the clock with no running backs. That's part of it. Lady Luck smiled on the Colts awfully well. The fumble, I've never seen a play like that, to tell you the truth, in all my years in the National Football League. And then, of course, the depletion of the difference makers for the Chiefs played a role. And, you know, the old saying, you better be lucky than good. But what intrigues me is how this game is going to be played by the coaches. The Colts would really like to run the ball. They don't like to play necessarily the way they had to play in the second half, even though
right.
Andrew is such a weapon. They'd like to run the ball, and they may try to, and can they have success with such a depleted front seven on the part of the Pats. At the other side of the coin, the probably the weakest part of the Colts defense is their secondary, and now they've lost another corner and Toler.
Right.
And you know, does Tom come out and put his foot on the pedal and go and try to run them out of the building with the passing game. That's interesting. It's an interesting matchup.
So, Mr. Polian, let's get out your crystal ball here. Let's fast forward to about 11:30 p.m. Eastern time Saturday night. How do you think this game shakes out?
You know, I honestly can't tell you because I think that there are so many wild cards relative to the injuries. What I can tell you is I'll be glued to the television set because I want to see how the respective coordinators play it, and I want to see how Bill Belichick plays it in terms of taking away what the Colts do best. I will say this, and again, Spikes is an issue here as well. There'll be a spy on Andrews. I don't think Andrews getting away with any 40 or 50 yard runs against the Pats if Bill Belichick can help it. But I'm anxious to see how they play with that depleted defense and then what the Pats elect to do offensively, whether they elect to run the ball as they've done so well in recent weeks, and not put the onus on those young receivers, or whether or not they just say, here's the ball, Tom, go score as many points as you can. It's going to be, that's the most interesting game from an X's and O's standpoint of the weekend.
Would it be too much to ask for a Super Bowl prediction? I know we're still a couple of weeks out, but we'd love to get your opinion.
No, I don't really make predictions, and because I've learned in my 35 years in the business that at this time of year,
anything can
change in a heartbeat. So I don't make predictions.
Fair enough. Bill Polian, we certainly appreciate you joining us. You can watch him and the rest of ESPN's NFL Insiders on the NFL Insider Show every day on ESPN at 3 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Certainly, thank you so much for your time. We value your opinion, and enjoy these playoff games. They should be awesome.
Thank you. It's my pleasure.
Take care.